Well, hello, everyone. This is Ginny Kravitz, and today's class is called Know Your Purpose. What is this thing called purpose, and what difference does it make to name it? Welcome. I just heard someone be on. This is the teleclass, Know Your Purpose, and this is Ginny Kravitz, and we're just getting underway. You know, we have a diverse group tonight. I wanted to let you know. We've got people here from all across the U.S. I am working with people outside of the U.S., too, on this purpose work. They'll probably be listening to the audio. But today we've got people from across the country. We've got people from a variety of all the decades represented. Well, not all of them, but we've got people here in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. We have representatives from a variety of occupations and industries, solopreneurs, business owners, employees, executives, people in IT, marketing, healthcare, beauty, personal development, and more. So there's a lot of experience and knowledge on the call. I thought you'd appreciate that and just the depth and the diversity. But the one thing, or one of the things you have in common, I assume, from your presence here, is a desire to identify what will bring you more meaning and fulfillment and purpose, sense of purpose, to your work and to your life. So I applaud you for coming here tonight to find out more, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. So this is the third in a series of three preview calls so that you can get a taste of the Now What coaching program. Some of you have been to all three. Some of you have already enrolled, either in the group program or in going through it privately. Some of you are, as I said, here for the first time. I thought I'd give you a very quick high-level review of the first two calls, just very high-level, just for a sense of context tonight. But in the first call earlier this month, that was entitled Believe It or Not. And we talked about how important it is for you to raise your awareness of your beliefs, underlying assumptions, and even what you say to yourself, especially what you say to yourself, either in your head or out loud. And that class was on cultivating more productive thinking and how to move into what I call a place of possibility where you can generate options. Okay? So that was the first call. The second one that we had last week was called Who Are You? And that's where we distinguished between what you do and who you are. What you do being your job title. You may have seen the article from last week. I entitled it, You Are Not Your Job Title. So what I call the what is your job title or the roles you've assumed in your life, and really the work you do. So the what is the work you do. And then the who is your essence, your purpose, that quality that you bring to every role just by being you, whether it's a personal role, father, mother, or a professional role. So today we're going to delve into that topic of purpose a little more and learn a little more about that. And we have a special guest, who I'm going to introduce in a moment. And actually, on the description of this class tonight, I had said we were going to have two people. One of the people couldn't make it, but she had a very good reason. She had an opportunity come up very connected to her purpose and her new life and career direction. So we couldn't have her miss that. But she did provide some comments, which I'll weave throughout. But so what we're going to do, we have the three learning points, which I'll just review. We're going to go over what does it mean to turn the volume up on your purpose. We're going to hear a lot of interesting perspective from someone who's been through this process of changing their career direction and unearthing her purpose. And we're going to wrap up with what steps you can take to start exploring this, your purpose, and really how will that impact your career and life decisions. So we've got three goals, and we'll jump in. Let me tell you who our guest is. Her name is Rena Spadafore, and I've known Rena for many years, and she is, I'll give you her little professional, a mini professional bio, just the highlights here. She's a communications professional, and she's got 20 years experience in corporate marketing and internal communications. She's worked at a variety of companies and across some industries. And she currently, recently accepted a new position as a marketing manager at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, New York. And I believe is a few months into that, if that. She can correct me on that.
Six.
And, yeah, how long, Rena?
This past 2 months, Jenny.
This past 2 months. Okay, I was rounding. Good.
That's fine. You're
good. And I wanted to let you know that you can connect with Rena on LinkedIn, and I'll spell you her last name. Well, I'll spell her whole name. Her full name is Rena Marie Spadafore, Spatafore. So if you're looking to broaden your LinkedIn network, you can send her a note and say, hi, I met you on Ginny's call, and you guys can connect, and you can see her full background there. I also wanted to let you know that Rena and I have utilized each other's professional services. So this past, actually more than once, we've done a few rounds of that, but this past summer, she revisited the Now What program, which I'll tell you more about. So I coached her through that review of the Now What program. And Rena provided her consultation to me to really bring my marketing plan and social networking strategy and communications plan, really a cohesive communications plan for my coaching business, into modern times. So she was a great help to that. So welcome, Rena, to the call, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jenny. I'm very happy to participate.
Great. I am I'm excited about, you know, our discussion tonight. And what we did is, and I shared some of them with Rena, some of them will be surprise questions, but I jotted down a few questions to get the ball rolling. And I should say, you know, so this call is a little different than the prior two calls, which were a little bit of, you know, class discussion, lecture, and that kind of thing. This is set up to be an interview. I thought that it would be a nice change to hear from someone who's been through a process that you yourselves are either in the middle of or about to engage in, rather than just hearing me describe it. So I think that'll be a big benefit to bring that to life and to learn from someone who's been through this kind of navigation. So I'll start us off with these questions to get the ball rolling, and then every once in a while I'll check in and say who wants to ask Rena a question. So she'll feel great if you have good questions.
Nothing to do with my purpose, though, right?
No. Yeah, just about your purpose.
It fits very well with my purpose, actually.
So, okay, well, I'll get us going. Why don't you just bring us up to speed with, you know, what was it you were looking for when you first decided to do the Now What program?
Sure. I can talk a little bit about when I decided to do the Now What in conjunction with you, because as you said, I think earlier, I had thought about Now What several years ago, and I more or less took myself through it on my own. However, I at the time I realized I hadn't drilled down deep enough. So in December of 2007, my company decided to close the location at which I worked. I was offered a relocation package to another state, and we opted not to go. So as a result of that, I began a very long journey due to the economy, looking for work that could resonate with me. And as the journey got longer and longer, I decided, well, maybe it's time to take a real check to see, you know, I worked very diligently, and I can talk a little bit about that later if you're interested, trying to find a new position in communications. And because I was working so diligently, I thought to myself, well, maybe I should do a check to make sure that this really is my purpose, because I was, as I said, working, it was a more than a full-time job trying to find a new communications position, and I wanted to ensure that it would be time well spent. So that's when I decided, Ginny, that I wanted you to take me through the Now What program, knowing that I would get much more from it than I had in the past, kind of working through the notebook and the textbook on my own.
Right, right. Well, you had gotten quite a bit, and you're right, there was another more there to get, more juice to get from that, which we'll talk about. Before we go more into that, I just want to say that Rena, one thing she did so well was that you had done a lot of work with some outplacement firms that, you know, companies had provided you, and she put together a beautiful networking document so that she could help people help her. You know, I always think of the Jerry Maguire line, help me help you.
Absolutely.
You know, you did that, and we're very specific with how people could help you.
Absolutely, because people, what I found is people do want to help. The thing is, as you said, they want to know how to help you. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's a natural response. If someone comes to you and you're unsure on what to do, you almost are less likely to help them because you're almost, you feel almost, I don't want to say embarrassed, but perhaps pressured, that you really are not sure what to do for them. So the more information you provide them, the more targeted your goals are around what you're trying to find as far as your career in terms of the type of environment, the type of industry, the type of position, the type of culture, the more targeted you are, the more rich or the richer the information will be that you will get from your network.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one of the things that's a key point is that you engaged in this work about uncovering your purpose, which can seem abstract, you know, when you're looking to find a new job, you know, but at the same time, you were in action on the job hunting kind of stuff. So it was really parallel.
I can understand how someone could call it abstract, but for me, I have to tell you, it was absolutely directly related. As soon as we started going through some of the steps, for me, I saw it really immediately where the connections were and how it was going to help me make the right decisions regarding my next career move.
Yeah, you got that what versus who distinction right away.
Absolutely, absolutely. That, you know, I knew that there would be many packages that I could consider. That wasn't my concern because at the time I was considering many of them. I think you have a few of them.
Yeah, actually, Rena and I were talking about this. I think I might have used this terminology last week when we were talking about, I used, in fact, this analogy is in the Now What book, the analogy of an egg, that our different roles or jobs or whatever language you want to use, the different roles we assume are like the shell of an egg, and our purpose is like the golden yolk, and eggs can take on many forms. So the program uses this terminology of packages or roles. And so, yeah, we I'll jump to that one. We're recollecting the different packages or directions that Rena considered. Now, by the time she did look at these packages, we had identified your purpose. So you don't start with the packages. You really do the work. You say, okay, I'm gonna not think about that for a little bit, and really try to unearth the purpose. How do I express that for myself? You know, what is that intangible quality I bring to every role? So we do that first, then we went to the packages.
Right, right. I'm sorry if I jumped ahead.
No order at all. Yeah, do you remember some of the things that were on the list that you looked at?
Oh, in terms of the packages after we determine the purpose?
Yeah, I happen to have it right here.
I have teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I have comedian.
Yes. Everyone
on the call can tell that I'm perfectly suited for that, I'm sure, already. communications professional, of course. I had to leave that in there. Private investigator. And that's what I have on my list.
Yeah, I also had guidance counselor and career development trainer.
That's right, that's right.
Now, a point I'd like to just share with everyone is that you may think, what, comedian? You know, that's a little out there. Well, in the program, you go into brainstorm mode where you actually jot down roles that maybe you would consider, maybe you wouldn't. But the point isn't that you would literally do it necessarily. It's what does that role mirror to you? Or what other idea might that be connected to? So, and the idea is not to prematurely rule out things too early in the process. So those are some of the things. I wanted to just back up 1 minute and ask you, actually, and then we'll go back to purpose. But you did such rich work with the beliefs, you know, really identifying beliefs that perhaps you had outgrown or were limiting. And you don't have to go into the specifics, but just any kind of comment there about, you know, what you learned about developing that skill.
Just that it opens up so many new ways of looking at things. You know, it completely reversed my thinking about my transition. For a lot of the time initially, before I did the Now What program, I looked at it as a negative, my transition, that why has this happened to me? Why is bottom line is it took me 2 years to find a full-time position. I did some consulting work in the interim. However, in my real goal once I completed Now What was to get back into the business environment or institutional corporate environment. But before I went through it, I looked at this as, again, why me? And towards the end of the program, and once I finished Now What, I completely turned that thinking around, and I realized, and this is honest, this is an honest statement, and I actually used this on one of my interviews, because one of the interview questions was, has your career gone the way you've wanted it to? And I responded that it had absolutely had, even including the transition, because I realized I learned more in my 2 years in transition about the core skills in the corporate or institutional environment about networking than I had never, ever known before. And now even that I have this position, the key skill to have is networking. It's all the relationship building. In the 2 months that I've been there, and I don't think I've even shared this with Ginny yet, I was just asked last week to take over another group to be their marketing manager for them, because I've developed such strong relationships already with the primary group that I was responsible for that I've now been asked to take on an additional group.
Wow, that's great.
Right.
That didn't take you very long for them to see you.
Well, and that's what I think the belief system can do for you is you kind of more or less turn those thoughts around. Look for the opportunities within something that seems like a challenge, and embed that in your brain. Embed that in your how you're looking at your life, and it actually becomes reality. You know, I used to have and I don't mind sharing this. I used to always think that I had a belief constantly in my head: I'm not smart enough in any scenario. I would have this belief just pop up. And finally, I thought to myself, you know, how about, you know, turning that around and saying, what I don't know, I can learn. And that has opened up so many doors for me, too, because it's not saying, instead of not saying I'm not smart enough, it's just to reverse that, I can't say, well, I know everything, because that's not accurate.
But that wouldn't ring true.
It doesn't ring true. But at the same time, I do know that if I don't know something, I can certainly learn it.
Beautiful, beautiful. And by the way, footnote for people on the call, she happens to be extremely intelligent, was a chemistry major, so that's all I can tell you. But, you know, that's such a human thing, and thank you for sharing that. It's such a human thing. I was just speaking to someone who started the program last week, and we were talking about a sense of worthiness. You know, these are human, the human condition. You know, everyone's got this kind of noise in our heads. So it's just raising, not obliterating it necessarily, but raising our awareness about it and working with it. And you, that's an excellent, excellent example. Really, really good.
Thanks.
You made me think of something. What was the question I had on the tip of my tongue? Well, it'll come back to me while I'm thinking of that one. Why don't you share a little bit about one, how do you articulate your purpose? What is that? What are those words that you ended up giving to express your purpose? And what were some of the clues leading up to it, Rena?
Okay, absolutely. My purpose is to illuminate the path. And the clues that came to me really, it became apparent through my hobbies. It became apparent through my roles, the roles I played in my family and in my friendships, and through my past career interests as well as the careers that I had pursued. A lot of my hobbies involved tutoring. I've often volunteered for family and friends to either tutor or read to children and teenagers. All of my work has always been either on the chemistry side or on the communication side, is working with folks to understand what their goals are, and then putting the processes in place or illuminating or explaining the processes or the steps they need to take in order to get there. For example, if my organization right now has a desire to create greater awareness of their Center for Cancer Care, which is a new addition to Montefiore, a multidisciplinary approach they didn't have before, that's their objective. I'm here to help them figure out the way to do that. And in my friendships and in the family, I've always played the individual that if there's been a problem, how do we get it fixed? Walk them through the process to get that fixed.
You know what's interesting, Rhee? I was just going to interrupt you a second. I think one thing I want to underscore for everybody is that you said, you know, some of this came to you through your personal interactions and looking at your hobbies. Because a lot of times we think, oh, career or business, some of the people here are looking to identify their brand for their businesses. Not everyone's making career decisions. But whatever that is, it's all the same thing, our hallmark.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we look to just our professional persona. And you expanded that to look at some of the personal clues, too.
Oh, absolutely, because it overlaps on every part of your life. I mean, this is who... When we're talking about purpose, this is who we are, not just in a job. It's who we are every minute of every day of our lives in any environment.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So you came up with this, say it again, the phrase that you use to describe your...
To illuminate the path.
Illuminate the path. And, you know, an interesting thing when we were working on this, I remember saying to Rena, now you're a communications professional. Now, we're looking for a few words that really describe your brand, your purpose, but we're not doing it for the purpose of having a snappy tagline, you know, to copyright. These are words just for you. And so what we do when I work with people on that and worked with Rena on that is we really broke it down. You can almost break it down to a verb. You know, we get away from mission statement kind of illuminate. You know, it's not a big, long thing. It's something you can reference by shorthand. So tell me, did you want to share anything more about clues?
Oh, no, I think that covered, for me, where the clues came from.
Okay. And actually, before I ask you the next question, I'll just check with everybody. Does anyone at this point have a question they'd like to ask Rena or a comment? Someone have a question at this point? Otherwise, we'll go on. Okay. just if you do, don't be shy. Just let us know. I think what would be interesting to share, Rena, is what did you do? So, you know, you came up with this phrase. There's like that aha moment where first there's relief when you even know you're on the hunt, you know, even before you have this phrase. You have the raw material for your purpose. Like we kept seeing this recurrent theme of shedding light and you know, like you said, tutoring, you know, you like to tutor and mentor, all those clues. Then once you were able to crystallize it in a phrase, can you share a little bit? Now, when you have that, it's not like the external circumstances change instantly, you know. So what do you do at that point to do what the program calls turn up the volume or connect with your purpose? Do you remember any of the things you might have done to, like, keep that alive for you?
Well, I think it was utilizing that terminology for me was in every opportunity I had, I looked for the connection to that purpose. And the more I saw those connections, it reinforced for me that that was what was driving me. And at that point, I'm not sure if we talked about this already, that's when I decided that communications was what I still wanted to do. And that the fact that I was working so diligently on finding this position was certainly worthwhile because it did resonate with me and it did fulfill my purpose. So for me, turning up the volume meant continuing to look for those opportunities, both on the career and personal level, that would allow me to fulfill that purpose, which was to illuminate the path. So I actually volunteered more, you know, in order to work with children, in order to teach them and work and tutor them. I included some of this terminology in terms of, I didn't say to illuminate the path, but in some of my cover letters for positions that I was interested in, I utilized that, more or less the analogy of that. I actually utilized it in networking conversations about how that's really what I was looking to do, because very, very often I get the same question, that is, how did I end up in communications with a degree in chemistry?
How did you?
How did I? Well,
that's a long story, right?
Both are paths. When you think about it, it's a path. Chemistry is all about bringing things together to end up with a different end result, right? It's combining elements. It's combining compounds to build something else. To me, they're all chemical pathways. And it's, you know, there's a similarity there. And also, for me, both are very analytical. In obviously, chemistry's communications, to me, is very analytical in understanding your audience, understanding what your distinguishing features are, understanding how to measure your communications activity. So there's that commonality. So
thing I never heard you describe that before. Really interesting.
Yeah. So for me it became useful to talk about, you know, again, it's the path, the journey, that sort of thing, illuminating the path. To me, there's that commonality between these two careers also. So,
you know, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it.
I was just going to comment. You're pointing that out, you know, how did a chemistry major get to communications, is really an interesting point, because a lot of times people, it can seem disjointed, different positions you have, different roles you have, different industries, whatever it is. But once you do identify what you bring to those different things, that's the common factor, then you're on the hunt for your purpose.
Absolutely. I mean, when you say bring threads or the commonalities, I've been, I don't know in how many industries now, specialty chemicals, financial services, healthcare, and the beauty industry. Hmm. However, in all of those roles, as I look back, I've always been doing the same thing, having to do with my purpose.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's interesting, too, and again, whether you're on the call because you want to identify your brand for your company or your next role career-wise, It's defining that, what you want to be known for, what you uniquely bring to any role. It's the same question. Oh, I just lost my train of thought. Can you believe it? Wait, it's going to come back. It will come back. I was going to say, regardless, there was some common thread. Can you believe it? It went out the window.
Oh.
Well, it'll come back. That's what I always say on a coaching call. If it was important, it'll come back. But what you bring to it, what you identify and bring to it as unique, that's what we're talking about as your purpose, your hallmark, your brand. I have a couple of tips here. Let me just interject them, and then we'll go back to our interview, on ways you can turn up the volume on. Now, you may say, well, I don't have it yet to turn the volume up on it. But that's okay. You can ask yourself, even before you have your purpose fully articulated or your brand or however you want to say it, you can say, well, what's something I know for sure about myself? What's something I know for sure about myself? And I'm remembering the point I forgot. See, I knew it would come back in. It has to do with what is the impact you have on others. Naturally, what is the impact you have on others? Purpose is about what you enjoy, what you do naturally, and the impact you have on others and your environment. So you can, even before you have it fully articulated, you can say, well, what are some things I know about that, about what I enjoy naturally, inside or outside of the professional realm, or my impact on people, what people tell me I bring to a situation. And then and look for ways to turn the volume up on that, to have that experience. It might be something like people tell me I make them think, you know? Well, take whatever that is, the raw material of that phrase, and post it, doodle it, journal it. You know, really think about what does it mean to make someone think, or what does it mean to, before Rena was able to articulate, illuminate the path, we had all kinds of phrases going, like, let's see here, we had finding your own way, movement, you know, so shedding light. We were talking a lot about shedding light before you had illuminate the path.
Right.
You know, so one of the assignments Rena had within the Now What program, I don't know, I think you'll remember this, is we said, well, this week, wherever you are, at work or with people personally, notice, use it as a guide during the day. Say to yourself, well, which course of action or which decision would help me, insert the blank, would help me shed light, illuminate the past. What would bring more light to this situation in that case? Or whatever it is for you. I've shared with you before on the call that I express my purpose as spreading joy. So a lot of times if I'm approaching a problem, you know, whether it's with someone in a coaching situation, we're brainstorming on a problem, or for myself, I'll just say, what would lighten this up? What would make this work? Yes, serious work, but what would make it a little more enjoyable? And for me, there's an opening there that creativity comes in. So it's the same thing for you. And then notice when you feel that feeling in your heart or wherever you feel it, like, yeah, I was in my own skin today. I was doing my thing today. That's when you know you're engaged with your purpose. Do you remember that assignment, Ree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It works, and it does work.
Very good. Very good. Who has a question about just any of the phases of this, how Rena stayed connected to this during those couple of years that she was taking interim positions, how she navigated this? Does anyone have a question that's burning right now?
I have a question. This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Yes. Is it for Rena directly?
Yes, please.
Sure. Go for it.
I was curious to know, and maybe this is getting ahead to later in the call, but I was curious, Rena, to know having, you know, come through this process and being, you know, having identified your purpose, and now, as you say, you know, seeing how things resonate with it, what difference has that made in for you professionally and personally?
Sure.
How do you feel different about your experience of your life, perhaps?
Oh, great question. And I have to tell you that I actually, before I did this, I thought I was doing what I was meant to do. I said, communications, I should mention that I was in the labs for about 7 years. And during that time, I had made a conscious decision to go into communications, and I worked my way through to the communications roles in MarCom. And at that time, I had gone to a career counselor, discussed it, and I thought, okay, this is what I should do. I like it. I'm enjoying it. I see a connection. But after a few years of that, everything gets, you know, you have issues with, let's put it this way, this wasn't my first time being in a situation where a facility closed. So I've hit a lot of challenges along the way. Ginny, is it okay if I mention about 9/11, I guess? So,
absolutely, yeah. That's part of your life experience.
Part of my life experience. I was at the tower, you know, on my way to the towers on 9/11. That was a very difficult experience for me. As a result, I had to give up my job at that time. I wasn't able to return to the city on a daily basis. So I've had a lot of challenges when it comes to continuing with communication. So you begin to question, really, is this what I really want to be doing? And then, and same thing in my personal life. You know, I was always looking for what I was meant to be or do. I'm not, you know, a singer. I'm not a dancer, you know, trained or anything like that. I love to dance, and Ginny can attest to that because I talk about it all the time. But I never considered myself having necessarily this purpose to fulfill in terms of my creativity. Well, once I came to this realization that, you know, what I'm here to do is to illuminate the path, and then I do that every day with communications, I have to tell you, I am so energized to go to work every day, and that has not been the case in a very, very long time. And I'm getting that same response from folks. As I mentioned, I've already been asked to take on additional roles. I've been touted through the institution as, you know, the professional in marketing. And that's only because I think I'm giving off a completely different, if I can use the word, vibe, because I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be, because every day I'm fulfilling this purpose. And every time I do something to help another individual, whether it be my family or my niece recently asked me, I have a niece who's, unlike me, is a singer, and she's actually competing in the Westchester Teen Idol in a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she's asked me to help her put a website together. So every time, I have another nephew that just asked me to help him tutor him in chemistry. Every time I do something like this, there's so much more fulfillment now than there ever was. I mean, I enjoyed doing it in the past, always, because it resonated with me. But now that I know that there's a reason why it resonates with me, because it truly is my purpose, it just adds a different level of an experience to it. I'm much more content with my life than I have ever been. And it just feels good every day to know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So I hope that answers
your question, Elizabeth.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Rena.
You're welcome.
You know, you bring to mind something that I think is a good point to mention. In Rena's example that she's brought to this call, she decided to stay in her initial industry, you know, well, not the chemistry, but the communications that she'd been in before doing the Now What work. So you may say, gee, wouldn't you have to go and identify your purpose to stay in the same industry? But as you can hear, she's now bringing something revived to it, you know, and something new to it. And when I take people through this process, It's always different. Some people will make subtle changes. They'll stay in the same company, same industry, gravitate to a different role, or just approach their current role differently. So it's about how they're feeling, how they're showing up. Other people will make very different changes. The other woman who was going to come to the call tonight, she moved out of a managerial position in IT and is now teaching young people to dance. Now, she's going to add some other things to that, but that was a different kind of leap that she took. But her one of her comments that I thought was really significant is that she told me to tell you not to wait because she wishes she had done the work years ago. But she also said that having her purpose identified, and hers is to stimulate growth, so teaching young people to dance is stimulating growth for her at this time, that it's giving her confidence and what she called, these are her words, an ability to consciously choose and take appropriate risks. And isn't that interesting?
That's terrific.
Yeah. Because, you know, the role you're doing now, Rena, the role I'm doing now, the person I was just talking about, are simply the roles we're doing now. Who knows what the next role will be?
Right.
But there's the continuity of the purpose and what you bring to it.
And that's, you know, you bring up a very good point there. It also gives, you also gave me the courage to consider that something else is possible down the road. And I think I should share with everybody that I already have something in mind that I'm considering after this, you know, maybe when I want to slow down a little bit, that is also illuminating the path. And I realized this the first day I went to Montefiore and had their orientation. And again, this is all about, you know, I believe in no coincidences, really. My first day at orientation, they had a gentleman come in to talk about their sign language services there. And again, to me, that's, talk about illuminating the path for folks. That just came to my mind as something that, I want to do that at some point in my life. Whether it's, you know, a complete career change or whether I do it to learn it on a volunteer basis or something like that. So the other nice thing about your figuring out your purpose is you're, again, you have enough courage to try something else.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that. And again, that's new. I hadn't heard all that.
Oh.
But I say the same thing. For as much as I love being a coach, it's been 8 years now since I left the corporate environment to be a coach. I won't say I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. It's the only thing I can do. And that's a very... Maybe I will, you know, but it's a very freeing thing to not be overly tethered to one role. Like, everything's got to come out of this thing. It's, you know, all happiness for the rest of my life. And that's a good thing to think about, whether it's your role as aunt, uncle, husband, wife, parent. You know, we get fulfillment from all our roles over our lifetime. So, really good point. I think what I'm going to do at this, looking at the clock here, we still have some good content to share with you. I'm going to do the, as those of you who've been on the first two calls, I've had a little commercial break and a special offer on each call. So I'm going to share that information with you right now. And then when we come back from that, Rena, I want to ask you about sort of any other words of wisdom or advice you have for people. And then we'll wrap the call with, I have some tips for action steps you can take right now to engage with uncovering your purpose. So that's the agenda for the next 10, 12, 11 minutes here. Okay, so, you know, knowing your purpose, the title of this call, that's what I consider to be the gold of the Now What coaching program. It's funny because most people who sign up for the program or go to do that work, what they're really looking for is the answer to what the next direction is, you know. They want that answer. And, of course, you know, maybe they define that as the goal. But I think the goal is uncovering your purpose. And then, yes, you also get clarity on decisions about your direction to take. So I've shared with you before that there are three ways to participate in the Now What program. You can do independent home study. That's actually a new thing that Laura Berman Fortgang, the author of the program, put together this year, home study. You can do private coaching with me or another Now What coach, or you can do this group. And people are always asking me, when's the next group, when's the next group? Sometimes it's challenging to herd everybody at the same start date, but this will probably be the only group that I do for Now What this year. March 15th is when it starts. So, you know, it's funny. On each of these preview calls, I've offered you a special bonus for deciding, and some people have taken me up on that already and have either jumped into the Now What private or the group. And I wasn't really planning to bring an additional bonus to tonight's call. I was just simply going to remind you that at midnight tonight, the early bird deadline expires, so there's a bit of a financial incentive to go ahead and register tonight if you feel the pull to. But then I thought, you know, there is another bonus I would love to share with you. And a few people who have just started this program have said to me, you know, Ginny, I'm excited about doing this work, but it's a little overwhelming. And so I thought, overwhelming. Well, I've got a book on my shelf that I can share with you, which is one I got to co-write. And some of you have it already, but it's The Oasis in the Overwhelm 28-Day Guide. And it's really an easy workbook with some strategies for overwhelm. So just as an additional bonus for anyone who registers for the Now What group by midnight tonight, you not only receive the financial incentive, the discount of the early bird, but you'll get an autographed copy of the Oasis in the Overwhelm book and a 20-minute private coaching session with me to review one or two of the Oasis strategies. And those are strategies, much like the limiting beliefs, the Oasis strategies are things you can use and share and teach your kids and your loved ones for the rest of your life. They're simple, but they're that valuable. So that's another gift I'd like to give you as an incentive. If you're feeling the tug to do the work, I encourage you to go ahead and do it. And if this isn't a match for you, my request is please help me spread the word and do a favor to your friends who are good candidates for this program right now. So let me give you the two links and then we'll get back to our content. If you want to read a description of the Now What program, just go to my website, inthecurrent.com/programs_nowwhat.html. www.inthecurrent.com/programs_nowwhat.html. That's where you'll see the description and of the various ways to do the program. And then to register, just go to In the Current, click on the purchase page, and you can plunk your $50 deposit down tonight by midnight if you want to be an early bird. Okay? All right. Back to our show. Rena, I do have, you know, I have a few tips, action steps people can take, but I want to make sure we really get the most out of your presence here tonight. What haven't we covered, or what other advice would you like to share with everyone about engaging in this work, or just, you know, identifying your purpose?
Realize that it's worth every minute of it. And it's the amount of work that goes into it is, to me, when you compare what you get out of it, the work is just, it's not a lot. You know, at first people might think, oh, you know, I have to go through this limiting beliefs and all these kind of steps, but once it's, you know, once you come out of it with the result, it's all very much worth it.
My
recommendation is to give it a shot, give it a try, because it made a very big difference for me in all aspects of my life, you know, not only professional but also personally, and just for a sense of fulfillment and sense of contentment, and not to be, you know, I don't want to use the word, I guess the best word would be not to be questioning all the time, you know, am I where I am supposed to be?
Yeah.
That's what it brings. For me, the ultimate, the bottom line for me was it brought peace.
Nice. You know what you're reminding me of? There's a woman I worked with. We call her Lydia only because she hasn't left her current environment yet. She's a senior HR consultant at a consulting firm.
Ah.
And she has a, well, now it's a four-year plan. It was a five-year plan to become a artisan food producer. She wants to grow truffle mushrooms.
Oh.
And now she's decided to add a vineyard to that vision. But she has a five-year financial plan. And what she said is, you know, it can seem like a long time, 5 years, but she's doing things to stay connected, shopping for land and all this stuff. And she said the same word you did. She said that knowing your purpose brought her both excitement and also peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have to agree with excitement and peace, yes.
Very nice. Well, in the last 4 minutes, I'm going to close with some, let's see, I've got four steps here that are just some ideas I had about how you can start to engage with uncovering your purpose. And Rena, if you want to throw anything else in, feel free, but here goes. Step one, begin to collect the clues. Begin to collect the clues. For example, here's a quick exercise you can take with you into the week. I actually did this recently. It was led by a marketing brand person with a bunch of coaches, and it was a really good exercise. You write down three adjectives to describe yourself, and first things that come to your mind, and then ask a few others to do the same. Few adjectives to describe yourself. What was really interesting is you can even do it with someone who's just met you, and they'll be commenting on sort of, you know, just the initial impression they get from you. But you can also ask someone who knows you very well. And then look at that list of adjectives. Very simple exercise. But and what rings true? Those are some clues to your purpose. Perhaps. That's a quick one you can do. So step one, begin to collect the clues. Step two, and I think Rena said this, it's worth the time to be thoughtful. So, you know, changing your job or changing your business won't necessarily make you happy, you know, going from the frying pan to the fire kind of thing. So give yourself permission to take a little time to do the work and have the purpose guide those changes versus just, you know, going at it change for change's sake. Don't rush through it. Things will begin to shift. Even someone who's on this call said to me, she just started one session, and she said, actually before that session, she said after making the decision to do the program, things were already bubbling up and shifting. So that's interesting that once you begin the work, things begin to shift. So give yourself permission to do the work. Number three, allow yourself to entertain wild ideas. Ask what roles would allow me to do this, to impact others this way. And don't concern yourself right away with whether you'd actually go and do that role literally. If you prematurely screen out, you won't get to the best answer. So it's often the wild idea that gives you something. Like Rena was saying, comedian was on her list, you know, which I don't know. She may still do. Who knows? And number four, get a partner with whom you can do this work, someone you can trust. And if you feel the pull to do this work, if knowing your purpose and having a sense of meaning and purpose is important to you, you know, it's not to everybody necessarily, but if it's important to you, then I request that you choose one of the three ways and do this program, independent, group, or private. I feel so passionately about this work. And I would love to be your guide through it if you feel the pull to do it. Otherwise, and regardless, I hope you benefited from our discussion tonight. And Rena, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Oh, thank you all. I appreciate it. I appreciate the audience being interested in what I had to say.
And what I'm going to do right now, we have a minute to the half hour. I'm going to just go stop the recording. And I will stay on the line for 5 minutes to ask any questions. And if someone has a question for Rena while I'm going to stop the recording, go ahead and ask her. Otherwise, I'll be right back, everybody.